We're live from your neighborhood. It's the attorney Tom Gannon, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm really sad that we're wrapping up Fairfield. This has been so much fun. Yes, stop number five for our diner tour, and we're at Andrew's Diner. Grew up coming to Andrew's Diner. This is like my childhood diner, Matt. So I love it. And I'm so glad that you made time. I know you're very busy over at the Sacred Heart University Community Theater, but you took a meeting in the back booth over there. I saw you over there. I'm like, man, the guy is working, but he's going to pop on. So I'm so glad. How are you?
I'm great. This is so cool. I have to get used to this very natural conversation with a ton of gear in the middle of a diner, but this is awesome. I love what I heard so far. So many great guests. I, too, grew up coming here, Nutmeg Bowl, all these places that we love in Fairfield.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, in Sacred Heart University Community Theater, I mean, it has really blossomed so much. You're the executive director there. Talk to us about sort of the progression of I think it's become very popular downtown in Fairfield.
I think so, too. Thankfully, we've gotten a lot of support from the community. Sacred Heart made the investment, and this theater that we all loved and grew up going to see movies at is now, you know, this thriving performing arts center, yet we still honor our history by, you know, at the end of the summer, we're going to show this nostalgia film series with films like Back to the Future and Indiana Jones, the original one.
I love it.
And all these classic films that people ask us about. We just showed Jaws. But in 3 years, we've seen growth from basically the excitement of taking over this empty, beloved building to 200 events this year of all kinds of comedians like Tom Papa and singer-songwriters like Martin Sexton and all kinds of film and panel discussions. Speaking of nostalgic movies, we had film Better Off Dead hosted by Savage Steve Holland, who wrote and directed it, whose sister lives here in Fairfield. So we found all these connections, and now we're constantly fielding new possibilities to bring to Fairfield, and really, you know, with the support of the town, with Sacred Heart University, we're really able to blossom into what people are seeing now, a fully functioning performing arts center in the middle of our town.
And I love that you have kept the essence of the original community theater, but you've upgraded it. I mean, what you're doing there, like you said, there are movies, there are live shows, there are Q&As, I mean, which has been so cool to be a part of those. It's just amazing, and it feels like there's just no limit for what you're able to offer at Shoe Community Theater.
And that's exactly how we feel. We're all artists and dreamers in there. You know the team. So we're looking at what TV shows can we shoot out of there. Live podcasts we're attracting from around the country. So we're always thinking bigger, and with the support of the community, the sky's the limit, as we say often.
Okay, so Matt, I want to make sure people know where they can go to get the rest of the summer lineup. You have an exciting season also coming up. Where do they go?
ShoeCommunityTheater.org, with the spelling of theater with the R-E at the end.
And Shoe is S-H-U, just so you all know.
You.
It's not like Shoe on your foot, it's Shoe, Sacred Heart University. Yeah. Well, it's funny because I've said Shoe before and people say they don't call it that. I'm like, yes, they do. Students say I'm a Shoe student or whatever. So
It's all.
Whatever with you. Shoe Community Theater with the R-E. Y'all are fancy.
You got it. Yeah, fancy. We decided
like
to go fancy.
No, it's fantastic.
This Saturday, there's the street walk, the street fair, and sidewalk sale. There'll be a band outside of the Shoe Community Theater featuring our own Joe Gray from the from the Apollo Theater. He'll be performing out there. Despicable Me playing now every day. And Deadpool, I just want to give a sneak preview because it's not announced. It will open Deadpool and Wolverine July 25th. We'll be there with our friends from Illicit Brewery. I believe they're doing a tasting outside. And some Hollywood Boulevard style characters from the movie.
That is so cool. One more
July
time.
July 25th at 6 p.m. That's the opening night of Deadpool at the theater.
And it's shoecommunitytheater.org. Good, because I was going to get that wrong.
No, you nailed it.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank
I always
you so
appreciate
much.
You.